the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Who's ranking?
Who's Rancid?
Rancid, that's what it would be.
Ranking.
Miss Fist Rancid.
Rank ID.
Is this an alcohol, Matthew?
They had the... I get them confused with Mighty Mighty Boss,
really?
Boss Tones.
Here's the chorus.
We got a good email we're going to read about you, Paige.
What?
It's got, I mean, what you're doing in here right now is
it
goes hand in hand with the email.
What?
About how you in here, like you in here dancing and stuff.
I mean, getting it down too, like a white woman boogie.
No, I remember when. Never mind.
You raised half of the roof just now.
You're number one what?
I remember when people used to wear those rubber skirts, and to get them on, you needed baby powder. What, the punk look?
The rubber skirt. Oh, okay.
You mean baby oil?
Powder.
Baby powder?
Yes.
You talk about the Black Flag days. I had to slow down and make sure I said that correctly.
Yes, you have to, for sure.
I'll play that for sure, Black Flag.
It's your week, boss.
I know.
Whatever you like.
Is he off this week?
Is he? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Here's hoping.
Well, I mean, he still could listen to us wherever he's at.
Well, that is true, but he doesn't need to.
Here's hoping.
Well, look, he needs to relax.
I like to go in there and say hi a couple times a year.
When is the Iowa State Fair?
So
you know for sure he'll be off then.
Of course, yeah. That thing we were talking about earlier about, you know, Fatboy, you said it, like the four companies that really, like, run, you know, at least America. Do it again.
Rudy, 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 Solo.
Hey! All right.
Sorry.
You had to. You know, like who owns what, it all just, you know, you follow the money trail essentially through through Google and
follow the money.
Like that place that I mentioned, the Advanced Publications that owns Reddit and Warner Brothers and Discovery and part of Charter and all this stuff, their headquarters are at the One World Trade Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're about to merge again too, right?
Who is?
Warner and somebody. There's another, maybe another merger.
Warner Brothers Discovery?
Is that the one Netflix just bowed out of? Warner was about to merge, but somebody's trying to get Warner.
Oh, I don't know.
I may have to go back and double check.
Probably Hulu.
Probably.
Everything is trying to consolidate.
I'll be owned by one company.
Well, yeah. Like I said years ago that eventually, like, our paychecks will just sign them over to Amazon. Like, they will, you know. Pharmaceuticals, groceries, the whole nine yards. And you may not have a choice.
Oh,
you know,
that's what it was.
We just get our...
They'll start their own post office way they got them damn trucks now.
It sounds so much like socialism.
Slightly.
I mean, it's so scary.
I can't believe I forgot.
What?
Paramount Skydance. About to acquire Warner Brothers.
Oh.
Paramount Skydance.
Yeah, because you know Skydance and Paramount, they merged. That was approved. You know, hence why everybody's getting knocked off at 60 Minutes.
Well, so, okay, like nerd talk, like CBS Viacom, what's that now?
Well, the CBS radio's done. That got shut down. The news division.
Yeah.
I don't know if Viacom's even a thing anymore.
Wow.
The company.
Wow.
Netflix tried to get
about
Warner
Viacom
Brothers.
I haven't heard about Viacom in a long time.
God, this is where I like ring a bell, say thank you, Lord, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I've worked at the same place for 23 years.
I know.
That's pretty freaking crazy.
Amazing.
Like my cousin, what's up? Amy, and I can't remember your husband's name. No, it's Jason. It's Jason. She put on Instagram over the weekend our 28th wedding anniversary, and I'm like, holy crap. I said that. I was like, to hear that these days is unheard of.
It's an accomplishment.
You know, like that is amazing.
So Viacom and CBS merged in 2019, forming Paramount Global. Which now, you know, Paramount, Skydance, everything.
So
is getting...
it all is going to go. God.
Yeah.
God. Okay. So, I was thinking about this. Walmart. Okay. Like Walmart is like
slowly.
I mean, they screwed up. They let Amazon take that from them. I mean, they really did. Like Amazon started off with books. That was it. And then they're like, oh, we can do all this stuff. Same way Sam Walton. Now people. Sam Walton's kind of looked at as a hero, in a sense, like hard, and he was, by all accounts, hardworking man from Arkansas. I believe Bentonville, Arkansas. And
if it was true what you were led to believe.
That's the thing, is that like legend story of Sam Walton being this hardworking man and, you know, built this big, but he really screwed, the way I'm looking at it, he screwed over the mom and pops by undercutting their prices, because that was the thing. He would sell more at a higher volume at a lower price. So he'd sell something and make a penny on it. Some things lose money on. Loss leaders.
Eggs.
Loss leader.
This is before they became a grocery store, too.
Right. So
you wonder who told him, hey, you need to expand.
Like, or did he? Like, we've been around, like, all these years, but then that's only within, like, when did he, like, when did Walmart start? I mean, I know when they...
God, I used to work there. I used to know this.
They went public in like the 70s, but I don't know when... Okay, so he's... God, 1962. I thought it was earlier than that.
Wow.
So, you know, he would go in and let's say mom and pop were buying this item for 50 cents and selling it for a dollar, your traditional 2X. He would come in and sell it for 75 cents. And slowly, you know, started the franchises. Yep. And then, boom.
Now cheap. It's still cheaper.
Still to this day.
But remember what they sold you on in the beginning, the very beginning of Walmart.
Falling prices.
American goods only.
Oh.
I don't know if that was ever the case.
Also, they had the big, like, you know, we've talked many times about them censoring music for us. You know,
Kmart didn't.
No.
You can get all kind of filthy stuff at Kmart.
No.
Even the covers.
So, like,
of the albums.
Was there like a dark side to Sam? Like, is that a documentary that we need to get somebody to make?
Yes. Why has nobody ever made the documentary on Sam Walton? Who got to him? Who filled his head?
I mean, because like the story of the McDonald's brothers and Ray Kroc, like that whole story, like without that movie, most people wouldn't know. You know, that's a great movie, The Founder with Michael Keaton. Awesome movie. But like, then you find out, oh, it wasn't even his idea. He bought it from these two brothers and left them with pennies, and then suddenly he's a real estate magnate.
Sounds like another story, right? Facebook.
It sounds very familiar, doesn't it? What's up, Wonder Voss? Winklevoss.
Winklevoss.
Wonder Boys.
That should be Winklevoss, since there's two. But
that's what they call Stephen Thompson's mother. Wonder Voice. She's a beautiful singer. Yeah. Beautiful singer. I've heard her many times.
Love, you know how many Waltons yearly benefit off of having that name? To
Jerome?
The billions.
Bill?
So many of them.
Rest in peace. Okay.
Hell enough to buy the Denver Broncos. One of them.
On average, what does the average Walmart store make a day? I have the info.
A day?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, this is tough because almost all of them now have grocery stores. They're all super.
Yeah, but some of them are them little, you know, them half-ass or neighborhood ones. I don't like them either.
You don't like neighborhood
markets? Because I get in there and
I'm
going there for the lack of crowd, generally. But then I'm in there and I'm like, God bless it. I need some dish towels or something, you know, something that the neighborhood one doesn't have.
I'm trying to do some quick math because I know one of the smallest grocery stores in town, what they do a day, because I knew the manager. So I'm going to say average Walmart, probably 80 to 100,000 a day.
I was thinking that too, 100.
178,000.
178?
Wow. $65 million per year per store. God bless. $713 billion annual revenue. But how many stores do you think? And see, this seems low to me because I feel like I could think of that many around here. How many stores do they have in America? This sounds like a commercial for Walmart. Nobody's out there not knowing what Walmart is, so it's not a commercial.
Oh, my God.
It's like talking about YouTube. Why? That's not a commercial.
2,000?
Stores?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Across the country?
10,900.
God almighty.
That seems low to me, though. How many?
I wasn't counting neighborhood markets either.
Well, is that counting Sam's Club and Johnny Dollar, or what's the other one called?
Johnny Dollar.
What's the one?
Oh.
It's inside the damn gym.
Oh, that's not his, is it?
I thought it was.
Is it? It might be.
I thought it was like he named it after his brother. Or they named it after his brother.
You talk about Mighty Dollar?
No.
There used to be
one in Easley or Berea where they have the Universal Circus.
What is this? Dang it. What is that?
I don't know. It don't matter.
You're not talking about Ollie's, are you?
Ah!
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know they were
Always
connected.
I thought.
Gabe's. How many brothers Sam have? It's my brother Gabe. It's my brother Ollie.
So very interesting.
Steve and Barry.
McDonald's has 13,706 locations. So that amazes me. God, it seems like there would be way more than that. I mean, that's way too many. Yeah. But it's,
I bet you anything, Dollar General is more than both by a good bit.
And this is probably, where I'm using the Google AI. I'm messing with the water supply right now, guys. But I'm doing this so I can find
AOC's
it faster.
AOC's Jar Dirty Water? Not obviously not as making as
you
much.
You said Dollar Tree or General?
Dollar General.
DG.
Because they make a lot of money.
What's that one where they're like putting those together, Dollar General and somebody else? They're like doing
they're
those.
Merging.
Well, they were doing it stores. with the Dollar Tree, but some of those have dropped off. Now, Dollar General Markets, they got some of those too.
Yeah. Oh, where it's like.
It's like a grocery store.
But not everything's.
A dollar.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, it was surprising.
Wow, that surprised me. Dollar General. 20,959 stores.
And they're all in upstate South Carolina.
That was at the end of 2025. They're opening 127 more this year. God, where? This is why we don't have anywhere to live.
They put them in places where, like, there is nothing. And they make a lot of money.
You know what? I'm going to predict the future right now. Back when they closed down the textiles in the 80s, and you left all these abandoned-ass mills, that many of them were still beautiful. But then they go in, they buy them for pennies, and then they put lofts in there and sell them for $500,000 a piece. I predict in the future,
people will
live in apartments inside old Dollar Generals.
God, they could.
Old Dollar Generals, because they're going to have all the land. Meanwhile, they think about that, though. They're all buying all that land. Like, we sit there and jump on Bill Gates for buying thousands of farmland. Acres.
Don't assume it's going to be a data center. It could be a Dollar General.
That's right.
You just don't know.
That's right.
The only thing left.
And there's probably, like Pedro's saying, there's probably bunkers under all the Dollar Generals.
Yeah.
Do they move a lot of product, too? Because when you run one of these Dollar Generals, you don't have to order. They send you the case. So you're not breaking anything up. When you say, I need this, boom, here comes a whole case.
This text says,
you got a lot of back stock.
This text says, my wife made $10,000 last year going to Dollar General, buying stuff, and reselling it online. How? What do you, like... Why wouldn't the people who work there do that and then not have to work there?
Is she going to have a bunch of LA colors on her website and whatever else is on Value Valley?
God bless.
Crazy.
So, wow. That's crazy.
That's just her walking around money, too. You know she don't have to work because he's working.
He's working.
She's staying home with the kids.
Yeah. Wow, that's that. Hey, man. That's one good thing about the internet. Like the old days, we would have had to send an intern to the library to look up this stuff.
You would.
And tell us what they said. How many Walmarts are in America?
And I do love going to Walmart. I'll say that.
Boy, I don't. Nothing against them. I do business with them. I just, it's one of those things where I feel anxious. I don't know why.
I always get some weird person there talking to me about some weird stuff and... It's just
your neighbor again. What are they talking about?
I don't
know. What aisle are you in when they're talking to you like this? Are you near the Kentucky Jelly by chance?
Feminine products?
No, I was buying kitty litter.
Near the feminine hygiene.
I was like, hey, what are you going to do with this litter?
Exactly.
Hey, can I see your prissy?
Yeah. The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
You want to see my prissy?
Hey, P1. Matt. Display your dirty underwear. And we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys air sack.
That big old sack. Tickle it.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
Dude, we can never get rid of that song. Just because of the fact, the way she says, dirty underwear.
Dirty underwear. Yeah, but what's the little message of me? Like, did she say something about me? I always thought it was sexy.
Oh, yeah, she says, can I play with your sack, Matt?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And then after that, she goes, display your dirty underwear. Puts a little soul
in
it.
And we might read them on the air. So it's actually Paige singing that with AI. It's really her.
You catch us out, you pull up, and you talk mess about the Mel Sack song, I'll twist you one.
Or what? You'll tune in Tokyo on them?
Oh, yeah.
I'll actually display my dirty underwear. I'll throw them in your window.
It's got to pair with them.
I hope you got a T-top and your windows are open. Yeah, I'll throw them over the top in there, Oney.
If you pull up in a Z28 IROC with the T-tops off.
Yep. Oof. I'll sit there and play horseshoes with your freaking steering column. Okay. I'll sit there and throw my dirty underwear on there.
Okay. Ringer.
Man, can I have this?
That's a memento.
So I'll put it in the wall.
Okay, whole bunch of stuff to get to. I'll start with the one I've already prefaced a little bit.
Well, it's been a minute on the sack.
Yeah, it has been. Well, it's been a minute since we've worked on a Monday.
That's true.
That's true.
Okay, here we go. Rise, guys. Y'all joke with Paige, and sometimes she jokes herself about starting a OF page. I believe that it stands for OnlyFans. But seriously, why not do one? What's the real oh, Lord have mercy.
Will Wheaton.
What's the real reason why she wouldn't consider starting one? Is she embarrassed? She doesn't have to constantly be naked on there. Maybe she's more loaded than I think she is, and she don't need the money, LOL. I mean, she do talk about multiple houses and whatnot.
She do.
I'd still look into it, though, if I were her. I'm not reading this person's name. I've sounded it out, and it would be me saying a dirty word.
Oh,
but the
no.
person's last name is Kingoff.
Kingoff?
Yes.
Did he graduate, by the way?
I don't know.
What a name.
I don't know. I'm not reading your name, bud.
Jack.
But nevertheless, the question was for Paige.
Mr. Kingoff.
Paige. Do you need me to reread it?
His last name, Kingoff.
Why wouldn't I do that?
It sounds Russian. He knows the werewolf.
It's because, I don't know.
Kingoff.
I did watch Euphoria. If you watched that show, it would explain why I don't want to be a sex worker.
Well, you know, you don't have to dress up like a baby or anything like that.
But I thought, like, there were some celebrities recently that went on there, and that was the big gripe, is that they were not getting naked. And it's the assumption that if you're on OnlyFans, you're getting naked and sitting there joshing yourself around.
Mm-hmm. I think eventually, at some point, like, you might. Like, I think now Denise Richards gets pretty close, if not naked completely.
Yeah.
And there's some of the newer ones that are on there now. I mean, they'll get to that.
So, like, if you were... So, I guess the question is, it's probably for, like, all women. Like, what's the real reason why you wouldn't do it? Other than, I don't want to show myself to people for money.
That part.
If it was a, like, reverse world, we woke up tomorrow morning, Fatboy, and suddenly OnlyFans was only for, you know...
Oh, dude.
Heavy set, you know... Mature men. Like, would you say, you know what, Mark, I quit. I'm starting an Only FB.
Yeah. Not only would I quit.
It's called Only Fats. It's called Only Fats. It's for plus size influencers.
My boss, this is made for me. Not only would I quit, I would take all these webcams out of here and set them up.
Yeah, Only Fats.
So I can use for
Well, you should get better webcams.
It's the same.
You really want to do this.
It's the same thing with being an exotic dancer, who had a friend who was an exotic dancer and said that she kept saying, I'm not a stripper. What's up, but you work,
I feel like to be an exotic dancer.
You work
dancer,
in a strip club, so you are a stripper.
You should be from another country if you're an exotic dancer. What's exotic about her
stripping,
rubbing her
for
crotch
money
on your face?
And grinding on a guy.
Oh, it's so exotic of you.
Oh, okay. Here. So, you know who Sophie Rain is?
No.
She's one of the top earners in OnlyFans. And I think, like, lifetime, she's up to 75, 80 million bucks off it. And
she doesn't get naked?
Well, she does, but she doesn't do, like, a... She says a lot of her money come from requests. There's an NBA player that she won't name that offered her $15 million just to hook up.
Well, but that's different.
See.
Then you're actually a prostitute.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you kind of are on this. She talks about making money in her private messages. It's like, she's got guys that give her a couple million bucks, you know, here or there.
Jeez.
For, like, pictures. I know, man. It's ridiculous. And Paige can make, she cannot even really promote it, like, word of mouth, that stuff. You can make probably 10, 15, 20 grand a month.
But I don't think my family would talk to me if I did that.
God dang, I would if I were
your
kid and you were making that money.
There are many people out there that would do it for that reason only.
Have your family talk to me. Like, I'm running out of relatives.
I don't want to deal with family anymore. What could I do? Become an exotic dancer.
If they did, you know they did it because they're jealous of the money. That's the only reason. There's no moral objection to it. They're mad because you're making that bank.
Yeah, but you say the same thing about when you know people that are like you don't like certain things on social media when it's somebody you're jealous of.
Oh yeah,
business wise or whatever.
Oh, I get bitter like completely.
Plus, yeah. One day I'd like to fall in love with somebody and not have a reason for them not to love me, which I have thousands of them.
Now that's where you'd have to pick if you know somebody said, "Look, I'm not comfortable with you being on OnlyFans."
Uh-huh. All right, so here's a reverse on this. I won't say the name, but I went to high school with your niece. Okay,
my cousin.
Your cousin.
How could you tell they were related?
There was a big telltale sign. And sweet girl.
Yes.
What if she sent you an email today and said, well, not an email. She said, hey, look, I just want to tell you before you find out I have an OnlyFans now. Would you quit talking to...
No.
Okay. So do you think they're going to quit talking to you if you're showing... Why?
So you'd be like, go, girl.
That's a weird complex we have in our heads.
I think it's from my mother. Because when I went to...
They can't watch OnlyFans in heaven.
I was completely innocent when I went to Vegas. Like... I was taking kids to dance competition.
Right.
I wasn't dancing.
We know
dancing.
What that really means.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything nefarious. I wasn't even meeting boys. And my mother wanted to make sure that I wouldn't end up in prostitution and came with me.
Well, it was Sin City you were going to. I mean, that's
like
a lot of...
Like, I'm going to end up doing anything.
A lot of women went there and never went back home.
It's that kind of thing. Like, she kept thinking I would get in the mob and end up in Vegas. And I go, Mom, I'm taking children there.
I'll tell you what's funny is... At my aunt's house after my mom's funeral, and we were having a meal there. And it's so strange, but one of my cousins dropped a cuss word in front of everybody.
Oh.
Now, he's of age and everything. It's fine. But he dropped a cuss word.
Is he a man of the cloth?
No. No.
Just wanted to check.
But it was the F word. And like ing, not the act of, but using it as an adjective.
Well, he said the g on the end of the series.
and I just like kind of stopped, and I was like, "Wow, boy, it is different since my mom is gone."
It is.
Yeah, guys, like, because that would have never. So this was my line. I can't say the full word. I wish I would, because the potency of it's great. I was like, appreciate y'all coming today, and I'll see you a-holes next time.
Oh, no.
I said it out loud for everybody. They erupted in laughter. It was like, wow. I bet my mom was up there with her arms crossed, like,
Matthew!
I'm gone one day, and y'all are kissing me.
Oh, my God.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, get past that explosion there.
Had a little fun off
that. It was something else.
All right. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. I want to get as many of these in as possible.
You must have a big old sack this week.
Well, yeah, and it's that thing where I thought about doing this next time. I'm going to like print them all out and then wave them in front of Paige and let her pick one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That way, like...
Yeah. People ask too much about Paige. That's what I tell them when they ask me. Like,
what do they ask?
Trying to
you?
Coerce you into getting OnlyFans.
What's her bra size? Does she have an OnlyFans yet? Does she drive that slow?
Are they real?
Does she really
get that one a lot?
Are they real?
I was like, real nice.
Why does she like it when you do the creepy voice? I was like, I don't know, man.
It's hot.
I don't know what it is.
But he does it. He's talking about bad things.
Talking about bad stuff, dirty stuff.
All right, see, things like that will get us not reading more emails.
I'm going to put you in a headlock and throw you against the wall.
Horny giggling. That's what I call it. She
horny
does.
Giggling.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I've got a conspiracy mystery for Matthew.
Ooh.
It's been driving me crazy. Growing up, I swear the store was called Payless Shoes, not Payless Shoe Shores. Shoe Shores. God.
Oh, I know exactly what he's talking
about.
See, this
about, is what so. Happens when I don't talk for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
What they are talking about, he or she, they...
Everybody I know called it Payless Shoe Store, but one day it seemed like all the signs said Payless Shoe Source. So here's where it gets weird. I started looking online to find old commercials, newspaper ads, and photos that used both names. Some people insist it was always Payless Shoe Source. Others, like my family and friends, remember Payless Shoe Stores like I do. Was this a rebrand, or is this another one of those Mandela effects like you talk about?
Oh, Lord.
Why would a company spend millions building a national brand about I think they meant around, Payless Shoes, only to tack on the word source later? So what happened? Did the company change the name? I'd love to hear you dig into this one. Signed a P1 confused shoe shopper. Somebody's writing emails to make me have problems with speech.
That's what it is.
There's a lot of S words in there.
That's why he's giving you some tongue twisters.
I have not heard that one.
Did they merge with the source?
The magazine?
Yeah.
I don't...
They wouldn't tell you if they did.
Paige quoted them earlier in headlines. She said, according to the source.
Yep.
Let's see.
I hated going there.
I remembered Payless Shoe Store. I don't remember source, but I will Google it because it's that thing where, here's the one, Berenstain Stain Bears. I can honestly say I don't remember. I remember the books, but I can't tell you that.
I remember the books. I don't remember the name.
The one that Mandela, I want to say that I thought that he died in prison. I swear, but again, very young, I could have misremembered. But the Fruit of the Loom cornucopia, that's the one all day I Dude, can say, like, I remember that.
Was never there.
Bull crap. That and the monocle from Monopoly Man. That's the other one.
Mr. Moneybags?
If that's his name.
Wait, are they saying that he didn't have a monocle?
Yes. He never had it.
I could have swore I saw him with one.
He never, ever had one. I know. I remember the cornucopia on Fruit of the Loom.
Well, that one, now I'm worked. I can't remember either way.
I do. I do remember that. I remember that. Now, the other one that people remember, what's the one with peanut butter? It's...
Goober Grape?
No. There's a brand. People are screaming it at the radio. Jif. Jif and Jiffy.
Oh.
And I don't remember which one's which now.
I thought Jif is the real one, right? Like, that's what it always was.
And people remember Jiffy. I don't remember. A Jiffy, I think of getting lubes. Oil changes, basically. Yeah. That's right.
Nuttala? Nobody says that one right.
Nuttala.
Nuttala.
Yeah, that's
yummy.
I'm looking at the logo right now. I remember Payless Shoe Stores. I don't remember source.
Look, if you're wearing Fruit of the Looms right now, send us a picture of the tag. Like, pull over, get your buddy to take it.
People have looked online and they can't find them. So if there was a time continuum, whatever, alternate universe, it wouldn't exist anymore for whatever reason. Like, somebody went back in a time machine and said, they went into the marketing meeting and says, don't put the cornucopia in there. Trust me, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Why? Because Trump got a time machine and he said that this is going to be very, but he made a bet in the future.
We're going to take off the underwear, the cornucopia or whatever it is. It's not going on the undies.
That's the one I remember, man. I do.
Plus, why is the grape on here? Get rid of the grape.
Why was the grape black?
He would ask
the
that.
The grape was a black guy. I was like, why? Why?
Why do we have racist underwear? I don't get it.
Big fat guy was an apple. I remember that one. The little, the orange was like a... Look like could have been someone. It could have been an international person. Can't let's remember. Just say, yeah, I remember the whole crew.
That's the only fruit you laid in your underwear.
Damn right. Never mind saying that.
Some watermelon.
Man. Well, look who's talking. Do you ever get stopped at the door leaving a produce stand? Man, you need to pay for this.
No,
take that shirt off.
Never.
We know what you got in there.
Let's thump them and see how ripe they are.
How about some broccoli and okra? Nobody stops.
Putting that in your bra, like, man, you got some weird nipples. So you got your nipples.
I don't kinda, put anything
your nipples
in my
are like
bra.
Okra.
Your nipples are shaped like florets. okay, I'll get in another one here. When you guys were talking that morning about if you could freeze time, what would you do? I thought y'all's answers were terrible, and I mean just awful. It says a lot about when you said you would break a law if you could freeze time. Okay. Hell, Fat Boy saying he would stare down women's clothes. I forgot what your answer to that. Fat Boy saying that he would stare down women's clothes, meaning looking down their shirts and up their dresses, is probably something that would get him arrested right now, to be honest.
Dang it, man.
I'm sure it would, actually. I don't know why that. I expected better answers. I was hoping at least. You guys are funny, but don't get me wrong. Sometimes your thought processes are effed up. P13 for a dollar.
God. Or is that our dude from Portugal?
Oh,
is that who it really is? Don't want to hear about the personal stuff.
What was his name?
God dang it. It was just last week, man.
You can't remember.
John.
Don't get mad at us. I can look real quick.
John or Tom?
I don't want to look.
Steve?
John.
I don't think it was
John
Steve.
John or Tom?
God dang it.
Or was it Bob?
Three letters.
Three?
Yeah.
Dan.
Nope. Oh, this would be fun.
Giving the letter, give it away.
Jay.
John. Jed.
Joe.
Joe. Joe from Portugal.
Yes.
You get Monster Jam tickets. Congrats.
Congratulations, Paige.
You get to go get a free high smelling all that gas.
You like methane?
That's why.
You have to work here.
Right. That's why everybody wanted to go. Like, I got some Monster Jam tickets, man. That gas smelling good. Yeah.
It's loud, though, too.
Well, you're too old then. That's what they always say.
No, but, you know, the kids are screaming.
Yeah, they are. They all got mullets and flat tops, too, usually.
Dear Saviors of Morning Radio, I've been at my job for 10 years, and COVID-19 really changed things for us. Our company, I guess, realized they didn't need as much management as they had, so they cut a bunch of them. Guess what? I don't have a boss no more. I really don't. I answer to the company, but as far as a direct supervisor, I can tell why you're not getting pushed, dude. Your spelling sucks.
You missed the first word last week.
Which word?
Which word was it?
I missed the first word?
We had her spelling off.
Oh.
No, Friday is what it was. It was a hard one, though.
Oh. I don't have one no more. Me and my coworker tried to figure this out the other day, and we don't even have a regional manager. We have an HR rep, but if something happened that management needed to attend to, then we would have to send word up the ladder to corporate. It's a weird feeling, but I heard y'all talk about something similar about not feeling like you had a boss. So how do you handle it? Also, I can play your show as loud as I want to in my effing office now, LOL. Daryl in Charlotte.
Daryl.
I think I've said before, it feels not in like our boss isn't like working, but he kind of lets us do our thing, kind of hands off, you know, like.
Yeah. But if you think about everybody else in the building, I feel like we're the only ones that really have a boss.
Yeah. Because some people's bosses like don't even live in the state.
Yeah, that's odd.
Like, to listen to them, they would have to get on the app.
Somebody, I won't say who they are, downstairs, said, go look on my desk for something. And I looked on their desk, and I'm like, I don't think this person's been here in months.
Oh, wow.
Because they don't really live here anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a real, I don't know how it is for other companies. I do know three people that 5, 6, 7 years ago had day-to-day going to work jobs, and now they... One of them actually makes more money now working from home. But, like, I think you should, because you're using your power, your internet, all that stuff.
Well, don't they want you to come back now a couple days a week? Like, be hybrid?
This person does medical coding from home.
Oh, okay.
And makes more working from home. But they, like, I think you should, because the company is not having to pay for your office space, your utilities to man your computer, your... The power for that.
And your company. Yeah, I see that.
But it breaks down that culture of, you know, work environment. You know what I mean?
Do you know how many mouse jigglers Amazon sold during COVID? It was ridiculous. People trying to cheat productivity.
Yeah.
Because, you know, corporate can monitor while he's not moving his mouse.
Well, what if you don't use a mouse, though? Like, if I use a laptop, I don't hook up a mouse to it. Like, can I just, like...
Well, normally,
that's interesting.
I think they probably
have hands up at Adam and Eve that shake that I could
they really do.
Sit there and just lay it on the keyboard.
Let me see. Here's the thing: if you get
Matt,
one,
are you nervous? Your keyboard's shaking really fast.
If you get a hand that's too small, it looks questionable, right?
That's true. Yeah. Well, I'm hiring. There's a hand job available right now.
If anyone wants to apply.
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.